Heathering. As we ride home on Heather's bus, she tries to bully me into joining a club. She has a plan. She wants us to join 5 clubs, one for every day of the week. The tricky part is choosing the clubs that have the right people. Latin club is out of the question, as is bowling. Heather actually likes bowling. It was a big thing in her old school. But she has seen our bowling lanes, and she could tell that no right person would set foot in there. When we get to Heather's house, her mother meets us at the door. She wants to hear all about our day, how long I've lived in town, and asks little sideways questions about my parents so she can figure out if I'm the kind of friend she wants for her daughter. I don't mind. I think it's nice that she cares. We can't go in Heather's room because the decorators aren't finished. Armed with a bowl of orange popcorn and diet sodas, we retreat to the basement. The decorators finish that first. You can hardly tell it's a basement. It's covered in carpeting nicer than we have in our living room. A monster TV glows in a corner, and there's a pool table and exercise equipment. It doesn't even smell like a basement. Heather hops on the treadmill and resumes scheming. She isn't finished with her survey of Meriwether's social scene, but she thinks the International Club and the Select Chorus will be a good place to start. Maybe we can try out for the musical. I turn on the television and eat her popcorn. Heather, what should we do? What do you want to join? Maybe we should tutor at the elementary school. She increases the speed of the treadmill. What about your friends from last year? Don't you know Nicole? But she does all those sports, doesn't she? I could never do sports. I fall down too easy. What do you want to do? Me. Nothing. The clubs are stupid. Want some popcorn? She edges up the treadmill speed and breaks into a sprint. The treadmill is so loud I can hardly hear the television. Heather wags her finger at me. Hanging back is a common mistake most ninth graders make, she says. I shouldn't be intimidated. I have to get involved, become a part of the school. That's what all the popular people do. She turns down the treadmill and wipes her brow with a thick towel that hangs off the side of the machine. After a few minutes of cooling down, she hops off. 100 calories, she crows. Wanna try? I shudder and hold out the popcorn bowl to her. She reaches right past me and takes a pen topped with a Meriwether purple ball of fluff off the coffee table. We must make plans, she says solemnly. She draws 4 boxes, one for each marking period, then writes goals in each box. We won't get anywhere without knowing our goals. Everyone always says that, and it is so true. She opens her soda. What are your goals, Mel? I used to be like Heather. Have I changed that much in 2 months? She is happy, driven, aerobically fit. She has a nice mom and an awesome television. But she's like a dog that keeps jumping into your lap. She always walks with me down the halls, chattering 1,000,000 miles a minute. My goal is to go home and take a nap.